Hi everyone, we are continuing through the book of James, looking at James chapter 1, verses 22 to 27. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he'll be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. All right, so in last Friday's passage, James was telling us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. And this is wisdom, right? This is wisdom literature, literature to be followed, wisdom to be followed. And one thing that we pointed out, though, last Friday was that the Bible, and James especially, he's not just pointing to behavior change. He's not just saying, like, do better. It is partially do better, but it's a change that happens from the inside out still. It's not just, like, tack onto this good works on top of, like, on the outside, but you're doing something out of what's happened inside already. And so in verse 21, which we read on Friday, it says, like, put away filthiness and wickedness and receive the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. And as we said on Friday, these are the words of Jesus, the word of God that is in our hearts. That is what is able to save our souls, not us being like nicer people or something. Now in this passage, James continues in on this, and in a sense, it's kind of the other side of the coin. Verse 22 here might be the theme verse of, like, all of James. It says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And so I just said that, you know, like, this change, this transformation doesn't happen, like, outside in. So you can't just be nicer or do nice things or act nobly or whatever and be a transformed person. But what James is getting at here is that you can't be a transformed person and not be nicer, not do nicer things, not act nobly. And of course, what James says here goes way beyond being like nicer people. It's about being people living and acting in the kingdom of God. And he's saying here, we can't just be hearers of the word. We have to be doers. Here, James is touching on the danger of deceiving ourselves. He says that twice in our passage, of deceiving ourselves here in particular, being just hearers of the word. And I don't think there's a time that has ever been more relevant than today, actually, and especially in our country. One thing that's really common is a profession of being Christian, right? Of saying and declaring that people declaring that they are Christian, right? Without necessarily living as people who have been transformed by Christ. They've heard, and they maybe even affirmed in some public way, that they are Christian, that they're followers of Jesus. But there's a deception that can happen here, and that's why James says it. Don't deceive yourselves. There's a deception that can happen if we think that that's enough. And what James says here, it's like looking in a mirror, seeing yourself, and walking away and forgetting what you look like. Now, this might not resonate with you that much, but think about it like this. Think about the quality of this mirror that James talks about, right? He says here in this passage that it is a perfect law, right? The law of liberty. What is this mirror? He's talking about the word of God again, or really the words of Jesus, or the gospel. And so he says it's like a mirror. And what do you see in a mirror? You see yourself. But if what you see, the way you see yourself is through the words of God, through the words of Jesus, who are you seeing? You're seeing yourself in light of who Jesus says you are, in the light of the gospel, in light of what he's done for us on the cross, in light of, like, all that Jesus has given us. That's who we see. We see ourselves as children, perfect and beloved children of God. And if we see that, is that something you can just forget? If you see yourself as Jesus sees you, you can't forget that. You shouldn't be able to forget that. And as a result of what you see, it should change you. It should change your heart. And it should change how you live. And, like, because we act on who we are, right? This is what it should be. Now, perseverance is required. And he says that in verse 25. You need to have perseverance in this. And I think part of that is because that there's a lot of deception out there. Right? You might deceive yourself to think that it's, hey, like, I'm a Christian, that's good enough. Or there's a lot of other things that people or culture will tell you, a lot of other kind of mirrors, if you will, that tell you who you are. But all the more, what James would encourage us to do, I think, is that we have to go back to know and see who we are in the light of Jesus. We have to keep letting Jesus tell us who we are through his word and prayer and the community of God. We need to keep coming back to that. And as we keep going back to that, it should change everything about how we actually live. And if we struggle to live in a way that is a blessing to others, if we struggle to do this word of God, maybe we don't really see ourselves in the right way. This is what I think James is pointing us to. Now he ends this passage in verses 26 and 27. He kind of sums up here between last Friday's passage about being quick to listen and slow to speak, and this passage of doers of the word. He's kind of like summing things up, and he says that our religion is worthless. That's really strong language here. It's worthless if we do not learn to bridle our tongues. That is, learn to stop like speaking or control what we say. And he says in verse 27 that true religion, right, that a pure religion is to visit orphans and widows and also to keep yourself unstained from the world. That is to be holy. I'm not going to talk about this that much, but what he's getting at, you know, orphans and widows, visiting them, this is essentially like homeless kind of ministry. It's justice ministry. It's helping people who are oppressed and powerless. This is helping people who have nothing to offer you back. And even orphans today are not really that high up in our priorities, right? Or that high up in the system of, in our you know, the caste system, if you will, if that were like what we lived in today. So this is like true religion. It's not specifically here for us that we have to visit orphans and widows. That's a good thing, though. But it's justice ministry. It's helping those who cannot help themselves. People are oppressed or powerless. But let's not forget the second one. It's also to be holy, right? To be unstained by the world. This should be self-explanatory to us, but it's so important. If we really care about following Jesus, it means that we keep ourselves unstained. We flee from sexual immorality or the wrong thoughts or the bad mirrors, if you will, of the world. And again, this is not works-based stuff. James is not a gospel of good works, of the good outweighing the bad. What he's getting at here is what a transformed life should be like, what it's like to live in the kingdom of God. And as we struggle maybe to live in that kingdom, as we struggle to live holy, live like this, all the more we need to go back to that word. We need to go back to who Jesus says we are, look into that mirror. But as that happens, we should not keep ourselves. We should push ourselves to keep on blessing those and loving those who are oppressed or powerless, to control our language, to strive to be a blessing, to act out and live out the word of God in our hearts. What has transformed our lives? Let's pray that we can live like that. Jesus, we thank you for who we are in you. We thank you for your law of liberty, your perfect law that tells us who we are. And we pray that as we understand that, we will live transformed lives and that we will be a blessing to this world, God. This is something where we know that your Holy Spirit has to work in our hearts, that your word needs to take root even deeper in our hearts. But Lord, I pray that we'll walk in faith and be doers of your good word. Bless us, Lord. Bless your church, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.